This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, 7 after the hour on the DJV program. The Dougster, Mr. Stefan, is here along with Jennifer, Ms. Horn, and Victoria, Ms. Keelan. We have Adam, the Italian stallion at the controls in our studio in Washington, to try to pronounce the name. Can you even, how do you spell it? C something, right?
That's or close enough, Doug. That's good enough.
Adam C. I don't get how Adam goes with an Italian name. There's nothing Italian about Adam. If anything, it's Israeli. Adam is a Jewish name for the most part. Well, maybe you become, your parents are ecumenical. That could be the story behind that.
Say that about his parents.
Well, yeah. Ecumenical. Right. All right. So, Jennifer, yes. Let's turn our attention to the problem at hand. We have lots of problems. Let's see if we can solve or address the problem anyway of opioids. It's not getting any better, it would seem.
It is not getting any better, although there are some reports in the United States that say that the usage is starting to go down very slowly, but Johnson & Johnson is not feeling that. They were the subjects, they were the defendants, if you will, of a big court case that just wrapped up. It was the case that was first to go to trial out of thousands of lawsuits filed against makers of opioids and distributors of opioids. They were involved in almost 400,000 overdose deaths in the U.S. from 1999 to 2017, according to the CDC. Since 2000, 6,000 people in Oklahoma alone have died from opioid overdoses, according to the state's lawyers. Earlier this year, Oklahoma settled with OxyContin maker, Purdue Pharma for $270 million. Then they settled with Teva Pharmaceutical for $85 million, leaving Johnson & Johnson as the lone defendant in this case. It was decided this week during a seven-week non-jury trial that Johnson & Johnson would have to pay $572 million to Oklahoma in this lawsuit for the opioid addiction crisis. Now, immediately, the company said that they would appeal the lawsuit. They're the only drug maker who stayed in it without settling outside of court. The surprising thing that I've heard from a lot of talking heads on this subject is that they thought the judge actually went a little light on them. That $572 million, although it seems a lot to us, was actually not as high a penalty as could have been assessed to Johnson & Johnson. In any case, they are going to appeal and take on the state of Oklahoma, tie this up in court for the next couple of years, I'm sure.
Well, it seems to me that we have the Johnson. By the way, there's always confusion between Johnson & Johnson and SC Johnson. The family company does a good job in their advertising of keeping their distance from Johnson & Johnson. You notice whenever you see an ad for an SC Johnson product, it's always a family company. Johnson & Johnson is not a family company, as you might have figured by listening to the context of this story. It's all about money. Money.
Yeah, the way they defended themselves is that they said since 2008, their painkillers had accounted for less than 1% of the U.S. market. They say that they don't contribute to this problem in high numbers. They say that the decision in the case is flawed, and that's why they're going to appeal based on the amount of saturation in the marketplace.
And maybe there should be a class action lawsuit against all the manufacturers of opioids.
Well, that's what is starting, actually, and I think it's kind of interesting.
More sense.
Because the pharmaceutical companies, this is a vicious circle. They exist, but they're also getting prescribed by doctors and overprescribed in many cases.
Yeah.
And some of this also lies in personal responsibility. Look, I think doctors overprescribe opioid-based medications. I mean, they hand them to you when you're getting your teeth done. You know, for whatever reason, they hand you opioids instead of making it kind of like the last step before morphine or whatever. But what I think is a problem is that once people have a taste of this, if they are an addict, if they are addicted to this, then they start going to multiple doctors and they actually try to game the system. I think we'd be far more successful, and these lawsuits I know matter to people and money matters to people, but we'd be far more successful if we could figure out a way to tighten up the way that we track people's prescription drugs. That was the one good thing in my mind from Obamacare, is that they were starting to get a system where they were tracking people's prescriptions. But there, I don't know how we can make that better, because clearly people are still finding ways around it.
Yeah. All right, a couple of related stories. One of them comes from Illinois, where a death is the first in the country linked to vaping. The health officials here are saying that this happened, by the way, I think on Friday or Saturday. The person had vaped, hospitalized, severe respiratory illness, died from that respiratory problem. A number of cases reported now of people being hospitalized with some kind of respiratory symptom after using e-cigarettes or vaping has doubled in Illinois in the past week. So what's in the stuff kind of reminds me of, well, remember, we talked about the Dominican Republic when people were dropping off like flies drinking bad alcohol?
Right.
Is there a batch of these things that are got stuff? I mean, they're bad enough to begin with.
Well, none of them have been regulated by the FDA. None of them. Not Juul, not any of those bigger brands. None of them. No. They're just Blue. That's another popular one. So who knows what's in. They can put anything they want in it.
There are 200 reports from 22 states of people who have severe lung illnesses associated with these e-cigarettes.
Yep.
There's the government. What do you expect from your...
Right.
Instead, the government is busy trying to screw the farmer, trying to screw the products that are being grown on good, healthy farms. They're all over that. But they're not all over this because there's so much money. It's so disgusting how the government has become so corrupt. I was talking about corruption in governments in South America. Some of them can hold no candle to what we have here. The government, and I wouldn't think that by this time we'd be fed up with it. You see these sorts of things. Parents who have kids who are using this stuff. First of all, it's your fault because you're not paying attention to what your children are doing. But the other side
there
of that, the
so
other
many,
hand.
I agree with that to a point, but there's no smell on it. Middle school kids are doing it like at recess, you know, unless you're going to search every kid's backpack, which I've done in other people, that presents a different issue. It's not the easiest thing to eradicate. It really isn't.
All right. So, Jennifer, will you tell us about what happened in California with this bill that allows medical marijuana to be smoked in schools?
Yeah, I don't know if it is going to start. It's another proposal that you could use medical marijuana for treatments on campus during school hours.
No.
I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. I don't know that it should.
No.
I mean, I think drinking red wine is good for my heart. That doesn't mean I'm going to be able to do it in high school math class, you know?
Well, so the it's not just for certain illnesses or conditions. It's just they're trying to say if you have a medical marijuana card in California, then you can just smoke anywhere, anytime. Is that
right?
What the bill
essentially
is?
And mostly this will probably be on college campuses, because to get a medical marijuana card, I think you have to be 18. So I think for higher education, it'll happen more on college campuses.
Then they're just going to smoke regular, not recreational weed on campus.
It's such a joke, because here's the thing. There are many great uses for marijuana. I'm not doubting that, and people use it for all sorts of things, and that's great. But in California, it's almost a joke, because anybody who says they have a headache has a medical marijuana card. And so that's why recreational marijuana isn't doing so well in the state, because everybody already had medical marijuana cards that wanted to smoke it and get it legally. So I don't know. I don't know if this makes a whole lot of sense. Maybe under certain conditions, you know, if it's a kid who needs it for epilepsy or whatever it is, maybe that's one thing. But to make it a broad, sweeping piece of legislation, I don't know. Doesn't feel right.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right. You're right about that. In a moment, something that does feel right here on the DJV program, 15 past the hour. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
All right, let's get to something that I think most people will think is a good idea. The Hasbro Toy Company announcing that beginning next year, they're going to phase out plastic from all their new product packaging, plastic elements like poly bags and elastic bands, shrink wrap, window sheets, that sort of thing. Their ambition is to eliminate virtually all plastic in packaging by the end of 2022. The chairman of the company said, quote, "Removing plastic from our packaging is the latest advancement in our more than decade-long journey to create a more sustainable future for our business and our world." So Hasbro is a pretty good company from what I remember anyway. They go
along. We've got enough with the plastic toys, so we don't really need more plastic packaging top of that.
So yeah. How would you make toys if you didn't make them out of plastic? What would you use?
Wood.
Just out of curiosity. Wood.
Good old-fashioned wood. In fact, there was a Made in America company on, I think, Fox and Friends yesterday that had all these cool toys. I actually thought of you because they're so up your alley. Really cool-looking wood toys that they finish in beeswax. Really cool-looking.
Oh, that used to be done a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then it was stopped for whatever the reason, maybe because they don't have enough beeswax.
Well, plastic is cheaper than wood.
Yeah.
So everything was replaced.
Whatever is cheap, is that's what they're going to do. But you're right. All of the old toys, when I was a kid, everything was made out of wood. All the toys were made out of wood. Some of them, I remember the toy guns used to be made out of plastic, I think, at that time. But most of the things we played with were all made out of wood. You're right. The trains.
Do you guys remember
whittling was a very... set. Yeah, whittling was something that you guys also did, right? In your spare time.
You made toys. Plenty of time. Yeah, very nice. Yeah. There's a zinger there. What'd you say, Adam?
I was going to say, do you guys remember those wooden rubber band guns?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's my childhood.
I didn't have one.
I love those things.
Wooden rubber band guns?
Hey, you stretch the rubber band over the gun part and whammo.
Really? Yeah. I could put it around my finger so I wouldn't forget something. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
23 and change after the hour. Music time here on the DJV program. Here's Lauren Elena, who's going to reschedule the launch date for her upcoming That Girl With Me tour because she joined this season's Dancing with the Stars. So what do we think of that, ladies? How is she going to do? What do we know about her dancing ability?
I think she'll get more of a boost from doing Dancing with the Stars and then releasing her album than vice versa. So that's probably good for her.
So that's why she's rescheduled. Was it, did somebody think it through? Or they just thought, well, we won't be able to promote it.
I'm sure it's strategic, don't you think? Because people already know her from American Idol, but now she's going to be doing Dancing with the Stars. It'll be a whole new audience. I don't know. I think she'll get more people interested. She kind of is struggling in the middle of country music. She opens for a lot of people, got a great voice, but this will maybe elevate her a bit.
So does she have an agent? Do people like this have an agent and they peddle? Are these people that are on Dancing with the Stars being peddled by agents?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they?
They probably have a list of 100 people every year to consider to be on the cast. For sure.
Really? Okay.
Well, it hasn't been on for over a year as well. So they have bigger names this time around than they've had recently.
Would you consider her to be a big name or a bigger name?
Well, I know who she is. I remember watching this season on American Idol. I know she, I think Blake Shelton took her out on tour and I think she opened for him. And I definitely know who she is. So I agree with Jen. I think she's going to get a good boost from this.
Yeah. Lauren has pushed the launch date to September, from September to January of next year. That Girl With Me tour, special guest Fillmore, now kicks off with two nights in Nashville on January 15th and 16th. So the seasons, they have two seasons a year, usually Dancing with the Stars, the beginning of the fall season and then the spring season. They'll be done with this by Christmas, right? And that what habit starts at. It starts now and goes through Christmas.
Well, if she's going to be on the road in January, then yes,
A lot of new TV shows will start early because they have more of them, right, Jennifer? They'll start probably in the next week or so.
I don't think they start till after Labor Day in September, but Dancing with the Stars, middle of the month. I know.
Hello.
Don't remember.
Knock, knock. Labor
Leave
Day.
Leave me alone.
I know.
By the way, we'll be on the air live on Labor Day morning, as long as I can make everything work. I may have to go over to CRN, Jennifer. We'll have to see about that.
Oh, you're going
to
be here. Good.
I will be here. I got to take care of Miles for Labor Day weekend because the boys and girls in the mom and pop suits are busy doing something. Megan says, "Will you come take care of Miles for the weekend?" Sure.
They're going to let you stay alone with him?
Well, he was. What do you mean, let me stay alone? He's been.
Is this when I'm finally going to get to meet Miles? I have not met him.
That would be. That's probably a good idea. Yeah, let's plan that for sometime over the weekend. All right, let's go back to Lauren Orlando, shall we, please? Back in May, she posted a video announcement saying, "I can finally tell you the big announcement I promised weeks ago. I've never been more excited or nervous to share something. I'm going on my first headlining tour this fall." Before she hits the road, she'll join former Fifth Harmony singer Allie Brooke, Supremes legend Mary Wilson, actors James Vanderbeek, Kate Flannery, is it Kel Mitchell? I don't know who Kel Mitchell
yep.
is.
Yep, from Keenan and
Spicer.
Kel, yeah.
All yep. these people are on the Dancing with the Stars thing. Okay, so that's good. That's cool. Next up, musically, Miranda Lambert, back again in the spotlight. She's there at least once a week, it would seem. She and Maren Morris released a new joint single called "Way Too Pretty for Prison." What an interesting title. Let's listen to this for a second. Don't come with Chardonnay. The bars there ain't got boys to buy a drink. What do you think of this? Way too pretty.
I like it. To me, this is Miranda at her best. The last album was too deep and dark. This is like, this album so far, I've been liking everything.
She's with the High Women, also joining Miranda on the last leg of her Roadside Bars and Pink Guitar Tour is Maren Morris. So they're singing this together, right?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Dorian is winding its way through the Caribbean, and the National Hurricane Center in Miami says it still has Florida on its projected itinerary. They say Dorian could be off the coast of West Palm Beach by Saturday night, though it could also reach north of Orlando or west of Florida in the Gulf of Mexico by then. So people in that region need to be vigilant. For now, the storm continues to be a threat to the Caribbean, forecast to be a hurricane when it passes over Puerto Rico later this week. At word through French President Emmanuel Macron that the Iranian president would be willing to meet with President Trump to discuss the pressing issues between the two nations, Trump says,
"Iran is a country of tremendous potential. We're not looking for leadership change."
He spoke at the end of the G7 summit, and this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Before you signed the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now, a case of Staples copy paper is only $29.99. You save $24. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only. Ends 8/31/19. Valid on SKU 135-848. Limit 5 while supplies last.
Ah, the bow elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bow elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why not have fun, right? 70% of the U.S. is angry, so we'll cater to the 30% that isn't. And maybe we can convert some of those people who are angry. How do you do? This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan on the ready. As a matter of fact, I was somebody was commenting on the two of you and how restrained, just looking at a note. So he said, I sang the theme to Popeye the Sailor Man.
Well, and someone was wondering how our ears weren't bleeding.
No, well, they thought you supported me very well. In fact, I was asked by this person who appreciated your point of view, as far as my singing is concerned, regarding professionalism on the air. This person said, Rush Limbaugh wouldn't sing on the air. And I thought to myself, well, he's off this week, so no, he's not going to sing. Dave Ramsey.
Now, wait, are you being criticized for not being professional on the air? Is that what the tone of this is?
Well,
other people wouldn't sing on the air, but Doug Steffen will.
Right, exactly. That's kind
of. So this is a slam on you.
This might be a little slam. Yeah.
Who said this? Just so we can
I don't like this. Yeah.
You don't like slamming, people slamming, taking shots at me?
We're only allowed to. Yeah, we're allowed to. I mean, it's fair game for us, but not for other people.
Hello, ding, ding,
and
ding.
By the way, who's seriously listening to us looking for quote unquote professionalism?
Yeah, come on.
You're in the wrong place. I mean, yeah, I feel like you're a little misguided, sir.
Oh, ding, 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 ding. This is not the show they use when they send you to radio school.
Broadcast 101
right,
now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tis not.
And I was just trying to think about Hannity singing on the air, and I'm sure that's probably happened
maybe once or twice.
Yeah, maybe. Don't All right, me. Jennifer has, Jennifer doesn't, Victoria has some food news.
Yes.
So where are we
but
in
it's
the,
for Jen.
The food
this is a story
news.
All about Jen. Okay. So we know, if you know Jennifer Horn, you know
right.
how
we
much
We know
she,
Jennifer.
You know how much she loves a pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this year, the buzz from Starbucks was that they are launching the PSL. That's what people in the know call it, Doug.
PSL would stand
PSL.
For what?
Pumpkin spice latte.
Oh,
no problem.
Thank you.
Oh, professionalism, people. Okay,
yeah.
So the PSL has
I'm
launched.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Choo, choo. Choo, choo.
PSL has launched earlier than ever this year. It is in stores right now. The lines, I can see the virtual lines happening all around the country. And Starbucks has something else that's kind of cool this year. If you don't want the PSL, because it does have a lot of sugar in it, if you don't want that, they have a brand new pumpkin cream cold brew coffee. So cold brew coffee is really, really smooth. It's they literally brew it and steep it for 12 hours, and it doesn't have any of the bitterness that regular Starbucks coffee has. So that's their newest invention. They actually haven't had, since the pumpkin spice latte, they have not introduced any other pumpkin flavoring. So this is a big deal for them. Now, not to be outdone, Dunkin' Donuts is in the news as well. And we all love some Dunkin' Donuts. They have a brand new cinnamon sugar pumpkin signature latte. So technically, it could still be a PSL. Now, this is an iced latte. It's milk that's blended with espresso, and then it has pumpkin and cinnamon flavors. It's topped with whipped cream, a caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar on top. Here's the bad news. This will be cheaper than going to Starbucks if you really want to get, like, that pumpkin spice kind of flavoring. It is also in stores right now, so it's full-on competition with Starbucks. However, some dietitians have weighed in, and the amount of sugar in it is no bueno. It is not good.
But that's a surprise to you? Come on.
Well, that's why I can only have, like, one or two PSLs during the year. Because they're bad, too, even if you do the low-fat
milk. One a day?
And,
how much coffee do you drink a day?
No, I said a couple of times
I don't
a season.
Think the... I don't think a PSL from Starbucks is this bad, though. One Dunkin' Donuts pumpkin spice signature latte has 55
Dunkin'
grams.
Dunkin' Donuts, a lot of sugar in most of the stuff.
Well, listen to this. It's 55 grams of sugar in one Jeez. Of these. I know.
But that's how they get people in there, because the stuff that they have basically sucks. So
I mean,
they cover it up with sugar, and there you go.
Sugar bomb. Oh.
All said.
That is, and that's way more than their donuts have. I mean, this is definitely probably the unhealthiest thing.
A sugar bomb.
Order. Yeah,
it's sugar time.
They say right. One packet of sugar is 4 grams of sugar. So think about having 13 packets of sugar in one drink.
Just for another comparison, a can of Red Bull.
He's back. Who is this phantom voice? He's back.
This is the lovely and talented Adam. Yes, Adam.
A can of Red Bull is 52 grams of sugar. So it's more than a Red Bull.
Yeah. Anybody who's in their right mind, which must not mean you because it sounds like you drink that crap. You drink that stuff at your own risk, pal. Here's something else maybe you're going to try at your own risk. The new KFC is another one of these outfits. Beyond Meat and KFC are partnering now to test a fried chicken made from plants called Beyond Fried Chicken. It's starting today in Atlanta. Customers get a free sample when they purchase anything with the store today just to get their feedback. Their thoughts will be considered as KFC evaluates a broader test or tries to have a potential national rollout. Multiple fast food restaurants testing all this stuff. There's an ad running. Is it the Burger King ad you see on TV all the time with people referring to it? I don't know that it's well done because I don't know that it's associated with... I just know the description of the burger, but I don't know for whom it is, where the bell tolls here. Is it is McDonald's? Is it only Burger King that has this?
Yes, the Impossible Whopper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really? Okay.
So I think that McDonald's means, has
been
McDonald's
going to have to do something. They can't not do that.
Well, they've been a little hesitant so far, and I don't really know why. So maybe they're trying to figure out if they should just
Carl's
do a regular
Jr.,
veggie
Jennifer,
burger.
Can you imagine this? Carl's Jr. sells the greasiest, most horrible burgers in the world.
Really?
And now they're selling. Oh, my God.
I don't think they're that bad, actually. They do the Angus burger and stuff. I don't think they're that bad. When was the last time you ate a hamburger at Carl's Jr.?
Well, I went in with my son and saw him once.
Oh, by association. I see. I see.
What is wrong with that? Why the eyebrow raised on that one?
Because you don't even eat meat. How can you say that burger stinks when you don't even eat it?
Brendan's brought me into an In-N-Out burger place, and he brought me to a Carl's Jr. once, and he brought me to, what's the other, there's another burger joint in L.A. That's well known. In-N-Out he likes.
In-N-Out is the best.
Pretty good.
That's
Carl's
pretty legendary.
I have friends,
I don't eat meat, but I have friends
I
who go to
they
L.A.
Have
just
other
to
stuff.
Go to.
They
I
have
told
other
you can get the
In-N-Out now.
Well, the only they don't actually. If you look at the menu, they have a secret menu at In-N-Out, so that's what you have to Google, and you can get a grilled cheese on the secret menu.
Okay, so that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a Beyond Meat. Are they selling this stuff in stores too? Beyond Meat, is this something that's available? Because most of the Boca burgers and veggie burgers are
right.
Go ahead.
Am I losing my mind?
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
No, Beyond is in stores, and Impossible is not in retail stores yet, but they're working on home products.
That's with my mic on.
Well, you just, like, talked over me, like, four times in a row, and you never do that, so I'm like, I wonder if there's a delay.
I was just all worked up.
Like, is this thing on?
Anyway.
Professionalism, people.
So before we lose sight of the food news, what's this peanut butter? Based on the candidates. What the heck is that?
What? Oh, this is my favorite. Because I love peanut butter, and everybody running for president, they're a bunch of nuts. So it's perfect, right? It's a perfect combination. There's for 2020, they have decided to come out with some new peanut butter. Nerdy Nuts. Nerdy Nuts released four flavors of peanut butter based on the food preferences of President Trump, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. Each jar of the peanut butter can be purchased on the company's website, and it features the candidate's slogan. The political candidate flavors are based on the people, not their politics. So they wanted positive products that were fun, brought everyone together in a political climate. The Sanders-themed peanut butter is called Fuel the Burn. It's cinnamon raisin flavored because he eats raisin bran for breakfast. No joke about that. While on the campaign trail, Bernie Sanders...
Keeps him regular.
Right. Because he looks like he needs to keep things moving. I feel like anything that he would put in his mouth probably stalls out somewhere mid-body, so he needs something to push it all the way.
Everybody knows that raisins and prunes are dried grapes and plums, right?
What?
You didn't know that?
Of course I knew that. Who doesn't know that? All right. Warren's winner tastes like strawberry frosting and sprinkles because she prefers the pink Homer Simpson donut. That's what Elizabeth Warren has tweeted out. President Trump's is called Trump's Triumph, and it tastes like vanilla cookies and cream because he likes Vienna wafers. But enough about his women. And Joe Biden's is called Joe's Dream. And its flavor is chocolate chip because he tweeted that his favorite ice cream flavor is chocolate chip. So there you go. You can buy them all online at Nerdy Nuts.
Before we leave this, I've noticed that there's, I don't know if this is just in California, where you can get food for back to school. Is this a California thing? Or is this being offered around the country? All the free and inexpensive food you can get.
It's all around the country.
It's called Thrill List. How do you
Thrill
sign
List
up
is, a, is an LA Thrill List is an LA website, and they will, but they still have national chains featured, so you can see some of the free food deals.
What is it, coupon?
The
coupon?
Best thing is Google free back to school deals in your area, and there are a lot of restaurants who are giving kids free stuff during back to school season. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. 45 after the hour on the DJV program.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? fish oil, or krill oil. Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
I can't remember when he didn't smoke. He would go outside. I'd be bored.
My wife was the key driver into me getting away from it and switching. I think I have gotten the piece of my life back when I started with Juul.
He uses Juul in the house whenever he wants.
It worked magically.
Roy made the switch in 2017. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Picnic tip number one, when you open the cooler, keep an eye on the clock.
The general rule is to have food out only 2 hours. However, on a hot day, 90 and above, you want to limit the time that food is out in that hot weather to 1 hour. You might even consider a bowl of ice and then set your food container in that ice. That can help maintain a cool temperature.
Dietitian Kate Saratsky's second tip, pay special attention to proteins.
Bacteria like protein.
So keep meat cold until it hits the grill. Then use a meat thermometer to make sure it's cooked to a safe temperature, at least 160 degrees for ground meats and 165 for poultry. Picnic tip number three, shield your sweets, including the ones from Mother Nature.
Fruit, with its natural sugars, is going to attract some bugs, so you might want to keep it covered.
And number four?
When in doubt, throw it out. You don't want anyone to get sick.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Giant Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. All right, so from the, this is, I guess, from the bacon and egg department, or maybe the gossip department, Emmanuel Macron has taken a shot at the president of Brazil, not because of the business, all the discussion about the fires down there, but apparently this guy, Bolsonaro, took a shot at Macron's wife. Isn't she, she's older, right, than he is?
She is, I remember that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was a teacher.
Yeah. What'd she be?
No, yes, she was.
Really? Oh, was she?
Yes.
Anyway, this guy took a shot at her because of the age difference, and apparently Macron didn't like it much, so a little Facebook back and forth. Even the president get into this stuff. It's 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doctor time. There is a doctor in the house. I guess figuratively and in reality, yes, it is Dr. Jack. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to show us the way, if you will, or bring us around to focusing on a particular element in the medical news. There's a lady in Massachusetts. Matter of fact, she lived for a while in the town that I live in. She didn't live there now. She didn't live anywhere now because she died of Eastern equine encephalitis.
Oh, yes.
Being bitten by a magnet. By a magnet. Good, Doug. By a mosquito. The mosquito spraying going on here. Now, everybody has gone bananas because this person died, this former school teacher. I think she's in her 50s. So I wanted to get to you and put something. There's a lot of criticism about the sprays that are being used.
Yes.
There's a lot of criticism about the things you put on. Yeah, that DEET or whatever else it is that you put on, is that good
very,
for you?
So very dangerous stuff, yes.
Okay, so let's get into the scientific side of A, what we, well, actually, part B is what we put on. I guess the question here is, why are we, human beings, such magnets for mosquitoes? I'll put the word magnet to work in a sentence that way.
Well, the same reason that we're magnets for flies, for gnats, for a lot of other flying insects, that use a certain detector of blood-borne animals. And because we are not covered with as much hair as, say, a cow or a horse or sheep, yeah, or things like this.
Well, our hide isn't as thick either. They
no, that's
through our hide. They can't
that's true. And so they are, they detect color, they detect moisture, they detect body odor, heat, visual cues. But mostly lactic acid, especially the Aedes aegypti species, that's the one that's such a problematic for the East Coast people. We haven't got much of it out here. We have a little Nile virus out here in the Intermountain West, but
you're in
back
Salt Lake
east,
City.
Yeah, where you got the Triple E stuff. Right. They detect lactic acid. Lactic acid is a byproduct of protein metabolism. That little stitch you get in your side if you just started walking too fast or something like that. That's a buildup of lactic acid.
It's the excess bad stuff that needs to be eliminated from your system, right?
Well, your body will break it down. In fact, your body will break it down into something called pyruvic acid, which is a very good source of fuel for the heart. But when it builds up faster than your body can metabolize it, it's going to come out through the skin. And so they found out, because of an odor receptor that they found inside the mosquito receptor IR8A. I mean, can you imagine doing sensory receptors on a mosquito, for Pete's sake? But they found it.
Who's in charge of that research?
That's right. That's a guy down in the basement wanting to know where his stapler is. Yeah. But it detects lactic acid. So a lot of people will reach for the DEET stuff. Now, remember, the thing you need to remember, if you don't remember anything else about what we said today, remember this. Your skin is not a barrier. Your skin is a sponge.
It sucks, It sucks everything right in.
And whatever you put on your skin is going to be in your bloodstream before you know it.
Those pores, look at the pores on your skin. Yep. The hair's coming out, everything's going in. Stuff comes out, stuff goes in.
So there's three things that are recommended that I've been able to find. Lemon eucalyptus oil. You mix one part of lemon eucalyptus oil with 10 parts of sunflower oil. And it creates a very light, non-greasy element that you can put on you. There's also lavender. There's thyme oil, like parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Yeah. You make a spray out of it. Just 5 drops of thyme into 2 ounces of water. And if you're out in the woods, you know, wherever the skin is exposed, you put this on it. That seems to drive them away. Lemon eucalyptus, lavender, and thyme are three things that nature's made that we have used in years past before we started coming
up
with all
this petroleum. Have you put this formula up on your website, ForbiddenDoctor.com?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Put it up.
That's probably a really good idea as a very good alternative to using these chemical-based repellents that are very dangerous. They contain certain elements and ingredients that are known to be carcinogenic.
All right. There they are. Lemon, eucalyptus oil, lavender, and thyme oil. Get rid of the mosquitoes that way. Here's a way to get rid of your excess weight the healthy way, the right way. Correct me if I'm wrong. Those of you who have tried to lose weight, you've had success for a while, but then you gain the weight back, right? So if you're on the Calitrin program, you won't. When I ask that question, you'll say, wrong. I have not regained the weight. Calitrin, natural way to get rid of the weight. You get rid of it and you keep it off. Calitrin is available right now. For sale, Labor Day sale, buy 3 and get 3 free. Use the DJB code for that. That's right, the Labor Day sale, lose the weight. You should stay on the program for 6 months. Buy 3, get 3 free, 6 month supply. It's the DJB.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.